Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. We check in with EverAg as we have formed a partnership with EverAg, talking grain and dairy and livestock numbers each and every week. Today we feature Dan Johnson with EverAg and talking livestock, and many farmers and ranchers are wondering simply, how high can these markets go?
Yeah, it looks like we're seeing record highs right now, both in the fat cattle and feeders, depending what contract you look at for futures. And we just were on a call together as a team, and we were discussing, you know, the debt ceiling thing's getting figured out. So I think that's helping the market. That might have held it back for the last week or two. Bigger than that is just these cash bids came in today. We saw, I think, up to 187 in Nebraska. So saw some good news all across the country on fat cattle cash bids.
Now, a lot of folks, whether you farm or ranch or just you're in agriculture, you like to do comparisons. I mentioned to Dan if this stretch we're seeing in the markets is comparable to anything we've seen in recent years.
Well, things are different as they always are. I mean, we all are aware that interest rates are high and the political climate's different. All kinds of things are different. We've been through a really bad drought, but everyone wants to compare it to 2014 and 15, and that's fair enough. Things are different with interest rates, so it makes you wonder, how long will it take for people out in my area, the cow-calf guys, to really change and increase their cattle herds? And, you know, with that supply and demand, how that all seems to come together, it makes it so that you wonder, how long will it be till we get more cattle, more feeder calves, and then all of a sudden more fat cattle to change the market? But for now, you know, that's quite a ways out. We're just looking at where are we at right now, and fat cattle prices are really high. But I don't mean to say that to insult any feeders out there. They've been through a lot. It's been challenging. Inputs are super high for them throughout the last couple years. And, you know, we need these better prices just to keep people going.
Dan Johnson with EverAg joining us. I mentioned to Dan, it is a bit of a two-sided coin where folks want to grow their herd, but then again, you're getting such a high price for some of those feeder steers and even those feeder heifers right now.
You're absolutely right, and especially for an operation that might be financially stressed, you've got to make those decisions. Do I want to breed these heifers? And we're definitely seeing that out in the West. A lot of people want to breed heifers, but, you know, a lot of us kind of went through the ringer in 14, 15, and the couple years after where, you know, people were buying $3,000 bred cows or pairs, and it just takes so long to pay them off. So it's a hard decision. It depends on your ranch. If you've got grass out there and cheap feed of some kind, maybe it'd work better to keep those cattle, keep those heifers and breed them. But it depends on your financial situation. If you need the cash flow, how lucky are we to be able to see feeder cattle getting higher every day?
Dan Johnson with EverAg. And when you talk high prices, now, especially if you're buying, you need to try and make it all pencil out. And Johnson says that's great with EverAg. Many different resources and tools to help you do that.
Well, and the nice part with these products that EverAg's able to service is we're able to look down the road, capture that value. The market has a lot of carry in it, so if you can keep those cattle around, feed them, and see where it's profitable for you, you know, we have the tools to help you make that work and make it so it's easy and less stressful.
As Dan mentioned earlier about the debt ceiling, and I'd like to maybe classify it as a crisis averted. We're seeing markets spike, Wall Street, and also in livestock here late in the week into the weekend. I mentioned the Johnson, if there's anything else we should be keeping an eye out for locally and globally.
You know, I think I'm with you on the debt ceiling thing. It's great news in a lot of ways. Let's think about, where's beef demand going to be? We're seeing really high box beef prices. And, you know, if this economy gets softer, if people start losing their jobs, are they going to want to buy beef, the more expensive protein, or are they going to look to chicken and pork? to try and stretch their budget further.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. Dan Johnson with EverEgg joining us here on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service.